Well, Ben Bradley died on Tuesday at the age of 93. Who was he? Well, he was the editor of the Washington Post, one of the most iconic editors in the world. He wrote history when his newspaper published the Pentagon Papers and actually brought down an American president for corruption. Bradley was gruff, charming and tenacious and fought for the truth. You can only imagine how dismayed he would be by some, especially in Queensland, who claimed to be newspaper editors. He'd have thrown them out the door. It's hard to imagine the great Ben Bradley being wined and dined and being taken to the executive box at the football by the greaseball executives of Queensland Gas and New Hope Coal. One suspects the great man might have spat at their feet and put an entire team of journalists into digging up the truth about their activities so that he could do his duty and expose the truth to the public. Being a newspaper editor is not about making it onto the A-list of every party in town. Mr. Bradley would tell his staff, just get it right. According to the New York Times, Mr. Bradley was, quote, the last of the Lion King newspaper editors. Mr. Bradley once wrote, no matter how many spin doctors were provided, by no matter how many sides of how many arguments, from Watergate on, I started looking for the truth. He received the Presidential Medal of Freedom, America's highest civilian honour. In his memoir, he talked about one of his mottos, put out the best, most honest newspaper you can today, and put out a better one the next day. Well, we've had some great editors in this country, but we need some courageous editors now because the reader is not being told the truth. In Queensland, people have been lied to, betrayed and cheated on. Our so-called editors and newspaper leaders have sold the public out, not just once, but over and over again. The Toowoomba Chronicle, think about that. That's why we do what we do on this program. We need some Ben Bradleys out there today and desperately. What did he say? No matter how many spin doctors are provided, I started looking for the truth. What is the truth of the mining invasion in this country? Sadly, you won't find it in the newspapers. And with one or two exceptions, you won't find it from the politicians. We do what we do in order to seek the truth for you. And we can't wait until the price has been paid. It'll be too late then.